Jaguars training camp rolls along Tuesday morning, a hazy, hot, and humid day, and it's safe to say the dog days of camp are here. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field this morning, 2.5 hours in the heat. Very little game planning scheduled this week. It was a regular camp day today, and it should be most of the week. The Jags still working on themselves instead of the Dolphins. Maurice Jones-Drew looking stronger and stronger. Some cutbacks today. Lowered his shoulder a few times. He said after practice that he's right back on track. Quarterbacks. Henny and Gabbert named co-number one in the unofficial depth chart released yesterday by the team. Henny had all the action with the ones and full teamwork today. Gabbert worked with the twos. Both had plenty of deeper balls today, and Gabbert connected on a nice deep one to Muhammad Massaquah late in practice. And it seems like we mention Ace Sanders a lot because he continues to make plays on the outside. Cedric Marks on the defense continues to show ability to cover ground in the middle of the defensive line. Tuesday's play of the day coming up a little bit later. It involves coaches running pass routes. It'll be pretty entertaining, so stick around. Head coach Gus Bradley said he's happy with both quarterbacks' progress and also loves how this competition is going.
I like it like this. We as a team like it like this, where it's highly competitive every day, where they're concentrating on just trying to stay within themselves and do what they need to do. I think it's very healthy for the team.
Let's get back into the trenches today and talk offensive line. You know about the tackles, of course. They're the marquee position on the line. Don't tell the guards that. The Jaguars' starting guard duo both working at 100% after injuries a year ago. Left guard Will Rackley missed all of last year after an ankle injury in camp. Uche Nwaneri played banged up all season long, ankle, leg, head injuries. This line has a new scheme they're working with, all zone most of the time, and this line also has a lot to prove this year.
A lot of the blocking that we're doing right now as an offensive line isn't really much different from what we've done before. The scheme itself is pretty similar for the offensive line as in the past, but we do have a lot more, outside zone toss plays than we usually ran in the past. So, it's all stuff that we've all adjusted to, and I feel like we're doing a pretty good job at it now. You know, now that we've gotten enough time to actually work on it through camp and keep working at it, and being able to be physical with our pads on and whatnot. So. It's going to be good stuff. I think people are going to enjoy what they see when they see how our running game has been revamped.
Some other notes from Tuesday. Cecil Shorts III held out of practice today as a precaution, strained his left calf early yesterday. Gus Bradley said he wasn't sure if he'll be available for Friday night's game against Miami. Denard Robinson changed his jersey number to number 16, that familiar number he wore at Michigan. Jordan Shipley moves to number 15. Pat McQuiston signed by the Jaguars, a tackle. He's in his eighth year. The Jaguars have 89 players on the roster. Well, we mentioned Ace Sanders a little bit earlier. Now time to hear what the Ozone thinks about him. Here's senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And we move now toward the preseason opener, but pause today to talk about an unquestioned star of 2013 training camp. Somewhat surprisingly, that's Ace Sanders. It's not a surprise Sanders has caught people's eyes. Anyone who saw him in South Carolina knew he was quick and capable of eye-catching, game-breaking plays. That's why the Jaguars drafted him. They wanted speed and figured Sanders could give them that on special teams and maybe even offense. Now that was a big word around Sanders at draft time. Maybe. Maybe he could adapt to the NFL even with his size. Maybe he could contribute on offense. Maybe he could make the transition. We still haven't played a preseason game, so any rookie has maybes, but indications are Sanders can play. He has shown the quickness that got him drafted, but what's most impressive is Sanders as a receiver. Outside of Cecil Shorts III, he's been the best receiver in camp, and his hands are up there with any Jaguars receiver too. That shouldn't be surprising. What Sanders took pride in college, more than big plays, was going his entire junior and senior year without a drop. Now, can that translate to the NFL? Well, that's the question, and until the regular season, we know nothing for certain. But concerning his quickness, and considering his consistency, and considering how he has shown up every day so far, when it comes to Sanders, there don't seem to be any maybes about it anymore.
Thank you, John. Here's the play of the day. Tuesday after practice, Gus Bradley called on assistant offensive line coach Luke Butkus to take on defensive line coach Todd Wash. Butkus won the 2 out of 3 competition to finish out the day. Look at the hands on the former Illinois offensive lineman. The Jaguars are back in the practice field Wednesday at 9:55 a.m. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.